And then again, Matthew 18, 1 through 5. And today we're going to look at that place in Matthew where the disciples are up to their usual misguided shenanigans and ask all the wrong questions. So it says that at that time the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" So who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God? You can use it interchangeably. It just depends on which gospel you're in. But that's kind of the wrong question to be asking Jesus, in case you hadn't already figured that out. And you would think that they might already have a guess that the answer to that question might be, you know, just off the top of my head, well, God. And so that kind of leads me towards my point of, like, why would you even ask that question? Why are you concerned with who is going to be the most powerful in the kingdom of God? Because if it's God's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven belongs to God, you would think, presumably, he is the most powerful. And then you have to ask yourself, what really do you have to offer in that? I think maybe they were still confusing the kingdom of heaven with, you know, something like the kingdom of David or the kingdom of Solomon. Looking back to these great and glorious days where men ruled the kingdom of Israel and they did mighty things and mighty deeds and mighty acts. You know, if you go back and you look at the stories of King David and, you know, that we have in like Kings and Chronicles and 1 and 2 Samuel, but the stories of David, like, you actually get a list of David's mighty men, right? And these would have been the guys who were the greatest in David's kingdom, right? And these were men, you know, matter of fact, it lists out the deeds that they did, all these great and mighty and powerful deeds that they had done for David. You know, these were the reasons why David had them in his inner circle. These were reasons why he kept them close and called them his mighty men, his mighty warriors, because they had done, because of and out of their power and strength, great things for him, for his benefit. But what power do we have? I mean, what mighty deeds can we really do for God? What is it that the disciples here thought might set them apart from anyone else in God's eyes as far as being mighty or, you know, being great, you know, any greater than anyone else? And that's where Jesus calls this child and kind of sets him down in front of all these disciples and points to the child as the example of what it means to be in the kingdom of heaven, what it means to be powerful in the kingdom of heaven, which is probably very confusing to them because a child is essentially powerless, especially at that time, but even still, you know, becoming humble like a child requires, you know, for a person,